Treason, House Judiciary Committee Report Implicates Trump in Ultimate Crime. By Joel B. Polak on December 8, 2019. The House Judiciary Committee report released Saturday on the legal and constitutional framework for impeaching President Donald Trump includes a discussion of the most serious crime listed in the Constitution, treason. Citing the constitutional provision that impeachment applies to treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors, the report hints throughout that President Trump might have committed treason against the United States. The Constitution specifically defines treason in Article 3, Section 3, treason against the United States, shall consist only in levying war against them, or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. The House Judiciary Committee report, however, expands that definition to include what it calls betrayal. And declares, although the framers did not intend impeachment for good faith disagreements on matters of diplomacy, they were explicit that betrayal of the nation through schemes with foreign powers justified that remedy. The phrase schemes with foreign powers is sufficiently vague to include the quid pro quo plan that Democrats allege the president attempted to make with Ukraine, trading U.S. aid for investigation into a political opponent. No direct evidence exists to prove that claim, and the only direct witnesses testified before the House Intelligence Committee that the president did not want that quid pro quo. Later, the report again implicates President Trump in treason by creating an expansive definition that just happens to reflect Democrats' argument that Trump endangered national security by suspending security assistance to a U.S. ally. The report expands the definition of treason as follows. At the very heart of treason is deliberate betrayal of the nation and its security. Such betrayal would not only be unforgivable, but would also confirm that the president remains a threat if allowed to remain in office. A president who has knowingly betrayed national security is a president who will do so again. He endangers our lives and those of our allies. In releasing the report, House Judiciary Committee Chairman tweeted Saturday that Trump betrayed our national security, a claim that falls within the broad definition of treason, as expanded by his committee's arguments. The suggestion of treason also parallels an argument Democrats continue to make about Trump and Russia. House Democrats have consistently implied that the president's dealings with Ukraine reflect, at core, an effort to help Russia, even though he has given Ukraine lethal defensive weapons to fight Russia, unlike his predecessor. Despite Special Counsel Robert Mueller's conclusion, after 2 years of investigation, that there was no collusion between Trump's 2016 presidential campaign and Russia, Democrats continue to believe he is conspiring with what they now consider a U.S. enemy. Under President Barack Obama, they supported the reset policy, appeasing Russia's geopolitical ambitions. The House Judiciary Committee's report, written by the committee's 20 Democratic staff members, does not rule out charging Trump with treason at any point in the text, and seems to have been written to make doing so a possibility. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an A.B. in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard College, and a J.D. from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.